Good morning. It's the 29th of February. I'm going to read to you from a book by Brother Roger Lewis, the title of which is The Current Work and Role of Christ. This section is headed Remembering the Lord's Great Sacrifice. I read. The offering of Christ involved the upholding and outworking of divine principles by which God was pleased to accomplish his work of redemption. But at the heart of his sacrifice lies the spirit of giving for others, to a degree and in a manner which will never be equalled. It was that spirit of giving which so struck the apostle that he returned to its simple power again and again. For example, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. That's Galatians 1 verses 3 and 4. Or from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 5 and 6. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. And then Brother Roger refers to Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 and 26, about which he says, this expression is the quintessence of the sacrificial love of Christ for his ecclesia. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The memorial meal of bread and wine is, first and foremost, a sacred observance by which the bride is asked to remember that the bridegroom gave himself for her redemption. The ecclesia is to recall his sacrifice of love week by week, so that they might never lose sight of the price that the bridegroom paid for the purchase of his bride. The keeping of the feast until his return is a pledge sought of the bride by the absent bridegroom. It was his own request that the constituent members of the bride should, in their successive generations, keep the feast to remember him, in a perpetual ordinance that will not cease until he comes to eat and drink it anew with them all. By this means, her vow of loyalty to him is renewed, and her relationship with him reaffirmed. One of the principal reasons, then, why the followers of Christ are exhorted by the apostles not to forsake the assembling of themselves together at his table is simply because their Lord has asked them to do so. Their fellowship meal is not to be just a recollection of what the Lord has done and what his work has achieved, but a recalling of his person, who, though absent, is to be brought to the forefront of their attention. For believers who had met with him in the upper room, that weekly focus would vividly remind them of the one who had sat with them in person at the table to eat bread and drink wine in their midst. Yet now, some 2,000 years later, it is still part of the current work of Christ, as the absent bridegroom of the bride, to seek occasion whereby we who have never met him may renew our relationship with him each first day of the week, in an atmosphere of solemn remembrance. We ought never to miss this appointed meeting, for it is the mark of the covenant bond that we share with him. The breaking of bread is the place where saints come to renew their spirit of repentance and to seek afresh to become more like the one who is their beloved and their friend. Let us then never forget the sacrificial love of the Lord for each one of us. Thank you for listening.